Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. The Gospel of Matthew concludes with the following words. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "Full authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and know that I am with you always until the end of the world." This is what we call the Great Commission. Before Jesus ascended back into heaven, he sent his apostles out on the mission of spreading the gospel to the four corners of the world. The question I have for you today is, to whom did he give this commission? Was it just the 12 apostles who were to spread his gospel to the ends of the world? Or does that commission also include you? Even if you are not a priest or a religious, do you too have a commission from the Lord to spread his teachings to others? And the teaching of our church is that you certainly do. There is no such thing as secret discipleship. There's no such thing as saying, "Well, I'm going to be a follower of Jesus, but I'm going to kind of keep it quiet. Nobody else really has to know. This is something between me and Jesus." The faith that we have is meant to be spread. The church, by her very nature, is missionary. The church would not be the church if she were not proclaiming the faith that she believes. And so with us. We cannot be secret disciples. Either the discipleship will destroy the secrecy, or the secrecy will destroy the discipleship. The followers of Christ are called to spread his name, to announce his good news. If we believe that the things we believe are true, then how can we stop from talking about it? If we believe, in other words, that God himself became a man and suffered and died so that each person who believes in him can conquer death and have eternal life, how could we love someone else and not want to tell them that? It's a good news that we're joyfully passing on to all the world. When did you receive the commission to be able to pass on the faith? The church tells us that you and I received it by our baptism and confirmation. It is a mission that Christ has bestowed on us himself. The Lord of the gospel, having come to us, now wants to make us apostles ourselves. We're not all apostles in the same way. I, as a priest, have been given a share in the ordained ministry. That is different from the ministry of a layperson. But we also have to understand one of the ways that it is different. I, as a priest, have been given a share in the ministry of the sacraments and the ministry of preaching. So a lot of my time, as the time of all other priests, is spent in the sanctuary, offering the Mass, proclaiming the gospel. The mission of the layperson is, in a special way, in the world. A layperson is called to bring the gospel into the world of marriage and family life, into the world of business and economics, into the world of the media, into the world of politics and government. You know, there's nothing wrong with laypersons having a share in the sacramental ministry at the altar. For example, people being called to be lectors, Eucharistic ministers, other ways of helping out the priest. That is all well and good, and that is wonderful. And in accordance with the norms of the church, we encourage such ministries. But to tell you the truth, it's relatively easy to stand up and say, "The word of the Lord," a reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. It's relatively easy to stand in front of someone and say, "The body of Christ, the blood of Christ." But here's the challenge that you have. Take the word of the Lord into the world. Take the body of Christ, take the blood of Christ, and transform our culture by raising up children who believe, by going into the world of media and creating programming that affirms the dignity and the value of life instead of celebrating violence and the destruction of life. go into the world of business and build it up according to the gospel of Christ. Go into the world of government and bring about societies and nations that protect and enhance the lives of their people. Bring the kingdom of Christ into the kingdom of this world. It is not easy. It never was. It never will be. But you and I share in the Great Commission. Go, make disciples of all the nations. Proclaim to them the word of the Lord. Never be afraid to share your faith in any and every way you possibly can, because it is the truth. It is the one and only way to salvation, and the only gospel that some people will ever hear will be the gospel of your life. God bless you.